The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
We know it is a strange time for children. There are lots of resources for grown-ups, for us to help everyone stay well and mind ourselves and advice so we can understand the tips and the science and the news and all of that. But some people are a little unwell, some of the smaller people, and it's good to hear that everyone is supporting each other. And we have Jenny from the west of Ireland. Jenny, good morning to you.
Hi, Oliver. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You have a little person in your life.
Yes, I do. Yeah, we've a few little people, but one of our little people got sick nearly 2 weeks ago now.
Yes.
And she started displaying all of the C19 symptoms. So
and she's
we
only
rang the GP.
She's only four.
She's only four, yeah. Yeah, the poor little thing. She kind of went from being a happy little girl to being very sick very quickly. But I suppose she got better then just as quickly. But before that, we had called the GP and the GP referred her on for a test.
Yeah.
So, a
nervous time for you.
Well, it was because number one, she was sick. But number two, you know, none of us really know what's happening in the world. And then when the GP thought it was serious enough at the time to refer her for a test, then I was also nervous about, you know, what it would be like for a little girl to go through that. And yeah. I knew I'd be with her as well. And I suppose I was worried that, you know, she'd be kind of feeding off my reactions to it as well.
Of course.
So, yeah, it was a pretty nerve-wracking time.
How did you prepare her? Because obviously for every one of us, it's kind of a nerve-wracking experience. So how do you prepare a four-year-old?
Well, I suppose, as I say, she got sick and then, you know, there was such a backlog. She got better. So she was in the system and we didn't hear anything about a test for a while. But then in the meantime, my husband and I were watching The Late Late Show and
yes,
we saw Ryan getting his test and we decided to record that and was really impressed and kind of, you know, reassured by it ourselves.
Yes.
To see it. Wasn't sure how it would go down with a four-year-old, so kind of just kept it in the back of our minds.
But it's helpful to have the toy show man demonstrating it to someone she recognises.
Well, that's it, yeah. I showed it to her then when we got confirmation of the test, and the first thing she said was, "Oh, look, it's the toy show man," you know. And to be honest, I hadn't made the association that she would even know who he was, you know.
Right.
She said that's the greatest showman man. So she recognised him from the Late Late Toy Show. And yeah, she, you know, instantly, I suppose, made that connection. And at the end of the segment, was very excited that she was going to be doing the same thing as the toy show man.
Brilliant.
And possibly seeing the toy show man as well. So
okay,
it might have went a bit too far. But no, it kind of demystified the whole process for her.
Yeah.
You know, the whole, I suppose, the PPE, the masks, all of that kind of strangeness.
It can be
she
scary.
She had a chance to see it already. And she was calm then. You know, we kind of said, look, you're going to get a mask. You're going to be like a superhero. Like, and all these spacemen are going to be wearing suits. And we kind of made a bit of a game of it after seeing it on The Late Late Show. And
great.
Yeah, it kind of reassured her.
So she went through with it. She got the test.
She went through with it, she got the test and not a bother on her. I suppose, first of all, the staff were just amazing. They totally were very, you know, child appropriate. They put her completely at her ease. They were kind of laughing and joking with her and, you know, she felt like a little superhero herself at the end of it.
Great.
So, yeah, I mean, it was something I had, as a parent, been very worried about.
Of course.
I was, I suppose, really reassured by how professional the whole system was. But I suppose dropped you an email just to say thanks for having shown the test beforehand, because it really did help me as a parent to prepare her, and as a parent myself as well, to see what it was going to be like.
Absolutely. And how was she at the end of the test?
She was fine, yeah. I mean, as I say, she got sick then she got better and then she was in the system for a test. So, yeah, you know, she, you know, in terms of being ill, she's not ill anymore, and we're all taking.
She's making a great recovery.
She totally is. Yeah.
Did you give her? Did you give her a lovely big treat for her bravery?
We did. Yeah.
I hope there was an ice cream sundae or something the size of her head Or
well, you know, we're kind of, yeah, we did absolutely. And more than that, she got, because we have a few little people here, so she got to treat herself, and then she also got to decide what everyone else got for a treat as well. So that was the biggest treat of all. She got to be the boss, like, so yeah, no, she absolutely got a well-deserved treat.
And everybody else is okay in the house?
Everyone else is fine. Yeah, absolutely. We're lucky. I know a lot of people are going through a hard time.
And how are you? How are you doing?
I'm fine now, yeah. Totally fine, yeah.
But, you sound
it's
calm.
It's a strange time. Yeah, calm as you can be talking on the radio.
It's a strange time for all of us, but I mean, I think what you've told us there is going to be very helpful for people. And it's certainly some good ideas, because Ryan's test that he took on The Late Late Show, that's available online. It's easy to find on The Late Late Show's Twitter account and so on. So it's a useful thing. The toy man getting his test done. You can show the kids if they have to get a test, and hopefully not too many of them do.
Yeah, absolutely,
and
yeah.
Washing your hands. By the way, is there something about porridge biscuits as a treat?
Oh, yeah, that was so... Yeah, she got to have whatever.
So no ice cream.
Wanted.
Oh, no, this was the treat she wanted.
We're a strict house. Well, I suppose we've got one room for kids and probably another one for ourselves. So, yeah, she got to have whatever treat she wanted. And
porridge,
the treat she chose was a porridge biscuit. So right. I was telling my mother about it, and she said, you know, your kids are so unspoiled.
You have.
But whatever makes them happy.
You have a perfect little child.
Now,
to keep little ones interested and to keep them occupied, we have some ideas coming after the break. Jenny, thank you very much for talking to us.
That's no problem, Oliver. Take care.
Good morning, and look after yourself and the family.
You too. Bye, bye.
It's just gone 9:30.